Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IBV, calling all radio amateurs. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this repeater, which is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association. Call sign W4VA. This repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information, please see our website at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating practices, and rules, regulations, and any other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Had something I was wanted to read tonight. Some of you may have seen snippets of this. I thought it was interesting. I may go ahead and post it or send it out on the. I may post it on the groups.io site. It's from the ARRL, and it's titled Proposed U.S. Forest Service Fees. There is a proposed regulation with the United States Forest Service that has a comment deadline of the 22nd of this month, of February. This regulatory change will greatly increase the fees for repeater installations to a cost that few amateur radio clubs can afford and greatly affect any repeater in the state on a U.S. Forest Service tower. Unlike the Cal Fires regulation about 2 years ago, there is no mention of a waiver process for MCOM, emergency communications repeaters. If you can respond and get your EM contact to write comments, that would be extremely helpful. If you do respond and have an MCOM affiliation, provide a copy of the relevant documents, yada, yada, yada. There's a website there, and obviously the ARRL would like to oppose that administrative fee. I have not seen any numbers, but if they're tossing out comments like few amateur radio clubs can afford it. This obviously doesn't apply to us here locally, but at least in our club, but it does affect a lot of other radio operators around the country, and because a lot of those repeaters are located on U.S. Forest Service land and utilize equipment that, or facilities, I should say, structures that belong to the Forest Service, and they want to charge us a lot of money to use them. So, like I say, I will copy this up to groups.io. Didn't really have any other particular discussion topic tonight as far as operations. General comment. I see that 10, 15 meters has been. Well, I've been doing 15 meters more than anything else, I guess, here the last few days, but it has been open. I've been doing a lot more FT4 just because. Anyway, it's out there. It's available. If any of you are able to work HF, then now's a good time to get up there and play. Sunspots today, 111 sunspots right at the moment. Solar flux is dropping a little bit. 103.4 is what I'm reading. I guess I could probably get a quicker number here. The NOAA Space Weather says the... Where's the number? 103. So 103.4 is what I've got on my ham clock. But anyway, 103.4, call up for the solar flux. Anyway, with that babbling done, I guess we'll open it up for announcements. Golly, what do we got? We've got a testing session. Stand by. Coming up this Saturday, the 19th, which will be down in the Stafford area, somewhere. I don't have the... Yeah, it's down in Stafford. I think that may be at the sheriff's station. Anyway, if you have any questions, you can contact K4TER at AWRL.net to register. That's Kilo 4 Tango Echo Romeo. And that's at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. So for those of you that are still working on that, you've got a few more days to cram and get down there and upgrade your licenses. Well, let's see. End of the month breakfast for anybody who's up to it. The end of the month, which will be the 26th, up at Wegmans, I guess. Just a casual get-together. Usually around 8:30-ish. So if you're up to it and want to get out in the morning, drop over there and visit. Nothing else that I can think of. Does anybody have any announcements that I have overlooked? Call me now at 7IVB. Okay, I'll take that as a no. We'll go ahead and start regular general check-ins now for the Air General Services Net. Go ahead, please.
Juliet, November Tango, mobile.
KX4O.
4SC.
KX4KU. KN4SPL.
WB7RAV.
K4GG, and out.
Sure, Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Brad.
K4GG, and then out.
Okay, K1HTV, K4JNT, Wayne, good to hear you. I think you said you were in and out. If not, come back and correct me. KX4KU, KX4O, good to hear you, John. KN4SPL, WB7RAV. Hey, K4GG, nice to hear your voice. Have a nice evening. KM4OZH, you too, Gil. Any other check-ins, give me a call now at 7IBB.
W8BT. KO4, Victor November, Zulu.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Kilo November. Okay, pick up KD4SV, Dave. Nice to hear you tonight. W8BT, Travis, KO4BNZ, Chuck, and somebody with a little teeny tiny voice that I could not copy. Full quieting, but not enough audio to be able to hear. Speak closer to your mic or holler. Try it again at 7IVV.
Kilo November 4, Echo X-Ray Golf.
That's better. KN4, Echo X-Ray Golf. Timothy, down in Fredericksburg. Nice to have you with us tonight. Okay, James, good to hear you. In and out, so anyway, it was nice to hear your voice. We'll have to do it again sometime. Okay, final notice. Never mind. K1HTV, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
K1HTV in Amosville. Very nice day today. Was able to get out and do quite a few chores. Picked up a book that I've been meaning to buy for years. Bob Berninga, WP4APR. It was a recent silent key. Wrote a book called Energy Choices for the Radio Amateur, Your Power Sources for the 21st Century. Book just arrived today, looking forward to reading it, and should have purchased it a couple of years ago, but that was quite a guy, and loved to play around with solar panels, and he had a Prius, I believe a Prius, or one of the, you know, not a Prius, but one of the earlier battery-operated cars, and he did a lot with alternate power sources, so looking forward to reading that book. Today was a JA day, and this morning I worked over 20 JAs on 40, and this afternoon got on 12 and 15 and 17, and I worked another 40, I think 44 last count of JA Japan. Just kept coming and coming, just incredible openings over the pole, fairly stable conditions. I noticed this morning on one of the signals, I did not work her, but VR2XYL in Hong Kong was on 15 meters continuously for about half an hour, and the signal for about 7 or 8 minutes never varied from minus 14. Every single report that I every decode that I did was at a minus 14 level. You normally never see that stable a signal strength. No QSB at all on her signal. Just I'd worked her on 20 and on 17, but never on 15. And she still didn't hear me. She's got noisy QTH, but interesting to see the very stable propagation. So Asia has been the place to work the past couple of days. Got cables ready going out to the tower. Got cable connectors on. I think I reported that last time. And getting close to finishing up the switching, the new switchover switching relay box, which is driven by the radio. So when I switch bands, it'll pick the radio. And there's an AB alternate controlled by Wi-Fi, which will allow me to switch to an alternate antenna if I have more than one on for a single band. So looking forward to getting that done before the VA CUSO party. I think there's anything else. I think that's about it for now. We'll see you in two Saturdays at the at Wegmans, the last Saturday of the month at 8:30. Hopefully we'll have a few guys there who aren't afraid to go out and say hello in person. Take care. Back to you, Net Control. This is K1H TV.
Okay. Yeah, it's always interesting. Yeah, I've heard her K. What did you say? KY2 XY or yeah XYL. I've heard her on phone before chatting with somebody. I don't remember who now was, but I think they were in Australia, as a matter of fact, talking with her. But of course, the band was open, and I was able to hear them over here. Anyway, interesting, interesting stuff. Okay, Wayne, you said you were in and out. If I'm wrong, come back. Otherwise, I'll give you 10 seconds, and then we'll move on. N7IVV. Okay, that wasn't 10 seconds, but anyway. If you can hear me, nice having you in, Ryan Wayne. Hope everything's going well. KX4KU, Kevin, go ahead, please.
N7IVV, KX4KU, and the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net tonight. Don't have much to say. I did work today's CWT. Actually, a lot of activity on 15 meters during it, and got like three or four Caribbean islands. So all the snowbirds down there seem to be operating, and they were coming in strong on 15 today, and we got France during it today. So Bankhead just seemed pretty good. I'm never up when the JA openings happen here, Rich, but you know, one day I'll maybe get up early. What am I saying? Anyway, that's all I have for this evening. I'll turn it back over to you. N7IVV, KX4KU, back to that.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Just realizing I'm clicking the wrong buttons on things here. KX4O, John, good to hear you on the net tonight. Introduce yourself. Go ahead, N7IVV.
Oh, thanks, Brad. This is John, KX4O. I wanted to thank people who have contributed their operator plans so far. There's six events of five people. K2WPM, David, AM4GDX, Kevin, KX4KU, both stationary mobile, Elf, and of course Justin and Anna, NV3A. We're doing just fine. No huge rush, but they keep coming. I'll send out the rest through the reflector shortly to get some more. I go tomorrow to the Rappahannock Valley Amateur Radio Club. I think it's Winchester to give the presentation for Spark. So VAQP, still continue to grind along. X4O, back to net.
Okay, thanks, John. Yeah, thanks for the reminder on that. We need to put our plans together and get them up to you to post so that people can know where to look for us, I guess, is what that boils down to. So I need to give some thought to that. I would like to try to do some mobile HF stuff, so I need to get with you, John, and work on that. KN4SPL, Bob, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all of the net. This is KN4SPL. Let's see, doing well tonight. Hope everyone else is. Let's see, working a little bit at 10 meters and 15 meters on FT8 tonight. We're getting some new grid squares out west, ones I have not gotten before, so that's pretty fun tonight. Besides that, work's been slow, so I've been able to work on some of my late winter, early spring, I'm going to call it early spring, antenna projects, getting some of the, got basically pole bases poured over the weekend for my new location for my vertical, HF vertical, and telescoping mast for the dipole in the backyard. So I'm happy I was able to get those poured and set in place and painted camouflage, so they kind of look like tree trunks right now. So kind of got to lay low with the HOA. But, yep, those projects are slowly moving along, and hopefully I'll be able to get them done before the BAQP. So we'll see what happens. That's about all I got for tonight. This is CAN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, what exactly did you pour, and, you know, for the supports, what did you do? Why don't you describe that to us? Sounds like a good operating thing for tonight.
Alrighty. So for my six band vertical trap antenna, I moved the location out from the cypress because I've been having trouble with both antennas embedded in the cypress to hide them, but they are very limber and they blow in the wind, so I had to move them out. But for the vertical antenna, it's a 16-inch by 24-inch base with a 2-inch EMT pipe in the middle for to attach the vertical antenna to, and then the telescoping mask. Quick break. The telescoping mask, because I have it at 33 feet, it's kind of hard to erect the antenna without it wanting to go all over the place. So I kind of came up with a tilt. I'm not really coming up with the right word, but a tilt base, so I'm able to get that thing up by myself and guy it up. So that is also a 16-inch by 24-inch base poured into the ground. So anyway, that's what I'm working on. Back to you, CAN4SPL.
Okay, well, those are pretty hefty chunks of concrete there. I guess these aren't self-supporting antennas, are they?
The vertical is I basically got a DX Engineering a fiberglass telescoping mast. That one I definitely have to guy. That it's very limber and wants to move around, so I got two sections of it guyed up, at least last time I had it up. So that's what I'm going for. Anyway, that's what I got. CAN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, putting stuff up like that when it needs to be guided is kind of an interesting task. I purchased a tilt-up bracket, and I had to grip my teeth to do it because it was something like $80 from MFJ or something like that. I was like, really? But after using it, it's like, okay, this is worth almost twice that, easy. Because it made it, let's just say I couldn't have done it without it. And So it couldn't have raised the vertical antenna, that is. Luckily, it was enough. It was self-supporting enough that I could get it up by myself, and then I could attach the guys, because I over-guide my vertical. Technically, this high-gain antenna does not need any additional guys, you know, as long as the base is solid. But I chose to put some on there just because. Anyway. WB7RAV, Randy, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Not doing too much. Listening to HF last couple of days, and hearing a station I wanted to contact, and as soon as I tried to contact, it happened twice yesterday, once yesterday, once today, that the band dropped. And it's like I hear somebody out in the crickets somewhere going, what happened? And whatnot, so a little disappointing at times. But other than that, not much. I have a conference to go to this weekend, so I'm not going to be doing much until probably Monday. Anyway, nothing much else going on here. WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, well, I hope the conference goes well, and I hope you get to leave town and go someplace fun. If not, well, be grateful to get to be indoors, I guess. Okay, KB4SV, Dave, how are you doing tonight? Haven't heard too much of you. This is N7IVB. Go ahead.
N7IVB, net control, KB4SV. Well, it's great hearing you on again and running the net. I've been busy over the last couple of years with other activities, so I haven't gotten on the net too much. But anyway, I'm getting ready to move into White Springs to join my wife, a senior care facility. And I guess my ham radio days, after 30 years here in Warrenton, on a, fair piece of property and antennas and such, I'll be leaving them and be restricted maybe to handheld in the future. So anyway, that's the story. I'll be having a lot of ham radio equipment to get rid of, and if anybody's interested, they can send me an email at my email, which is kd4sv@arrl. And that's the bottom of it all. All I really have to say, so I'll turn it back to net control. KD4SV.
Okay, Dave, well, I'm sure sorry you have to leave your beautiful home there and put so much of your gear on the shelf, but you know, there's lots of remote operation opportunities out there. And I routinely operate my rigs when I'm out traveling around. Of course, FT8 and the digital modes are much easier to do that with than other things, but and of course K1HTV does that all the time, although I always chuckle about him because he sits in his armchair watching TV and operates his equipment remotely from there, to the shack that's downstairs, I guess. But anyway, there's other options, so, we may need to pull together as a club and see what we can put together for you as far as some remotes. I mean, not that requires a computer, but you can certainly use a computer wherever you're going to, a laptop or something. Anyway, we'll work on that. W8BT, Travis, how you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad and all on the net. This is W8BT. Had a pretty good afternoon here. Started some spring cleanup on the driveway and got a couple garden tractors out. Got a new one I acquired, a green one. I don't have one of those yet, but got it unloaded from the truck, put it in the shed, and I don't know, it was a good day. Haven't been on the air much, but anyway, working on some projects in the shack that hopefully I'll have done by VAQP time. And John, my plans should be coming hopefully very soon. But I don't know, that's about all I've got for the net. Hoping that groundhog was wrong. W8BT back to net.
Yeah, I'll tell you never quite know what's going on. It's interesting to watch the forecast. It's also interesting to watch the actual results as I look at the graphs and whatnot that my weather station makes. And just as far as the temperature goes, it's real interesting to see how over the course of a few days or even a week, maybe we go from single digits to tomorrow is supposed to be like 69 or something crazy. So I'll tell you what, we're just up and down all over. But I guess that's like I said before, we're grateful to be able to live indoors and have climate-controlled homes and cars, so could be a whole lot worse, I guess. All right, let's see. KO4BNZ, Chuck, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Net, this is KO4. I'm a call sign. KO4 Victor November Zulu. Not much tonight. It's been pretty quiet. I was working with my wife this morning because her hard drive crashed on her laptop. Kind of freaked her out, but we got it working again, and we're getting everything backed up. And we were also sweating through part of the weekend because I had our youngest granddaughter got COVID, but she seems to have come through it now, and hopefully we'll be back to school at the end of the week. Other than that, all I'm looking forward to is tomorrow night at 8 p.m., I want to get on that Zoom call for the Department of Defense AUGSCOM webinar about some exercises that they're going to run on 60 meters. So not that I can work 60 meters by myself. I'm kind of interested in Mars, and I have a military background. So I wanted to see what that webinar was about. This is KO4VNZ, back to net, 73.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. If you can remember, well, if all of us can remember, we'll have to ask you for a little report on what you learned on Sunday, maybe. So that'll be good. All right, Timothy, or Tim, which do you prefer? KN4EXG down in Fredericksburg. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Brad, and all of the net. Thanks for letting me join in here. Go by Tim, but not a lot going on down here. I've had some damage from the ice storm back in late December, January time frame, so I lost one of my antennas and haven't been able to get back out there to do anything. Had some health issues, just got that taken care of at the hospital yesterday, so just came across Shell's net and figured I'd join in here and see if I could make your repeater and just talk a little bit. So that's about all from me. This is KN4EXG, back to net.
Okay, Tim, well, welcome, and welcome anytime. We always appreciate folks coming in, new folks, Equilink folks. Gosh, we haven't had too many from, we used to have a fellow from Australia that checked in all the time, and a fellow from down in Florida that, I think he used to live up here. He used to be a member of the club, but anyway, it's a tiny, tiny world nowadays, even on 2 meters. So welcome in to the group anytime you want to. We do these nets every Wednesday and Sunday at 8 p.m., so put that on your calendar, reminder on your cell phone or something, stop by and say hi, or even just lurk and listen. Okay, that's the end of our list. Do we have any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
NV3A.
WD8QCN. Good evening.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo, November, in and out.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Yeah, I haven't been on in a while. This is NV3A. I heard, I think Andy was calling in also. Anyway, I haven't been on in a while. Usually activity picks up here prior to VAQP, so managed to get an HF antenna back up earlier this week, late last week, something like that. And am just kind of, I've also was able to update one of the radios that I have. It's like firmware, gateway thing. So I'm decoding a bunch of all the FT8 stuff, kind of similar to what those workos are doing. Anyway, so that's been pretty cool. Been kind of watching what's going on with that. And I'm kind of looking and researching. I'm in the preliminary stages now of researching, like, remotely switchable bandpass filters. So I don't know if anybody in the club has ever had any experience with stuff like that, but if they have, they could always shoot me an email at my really weird email address, jsttylr@gmail.com. Turn it back over to you, Brad. N7IVV from ND3A.
Okay, Justin. Yeah, like I say, it's good to hear from you. Say hi to Anna. And we'll catch up to you guys down the road. And always interesting to, if nothing else, hear your reports after BAQB. Even, Andy and Matt and Rich, of course, and, you know, a lot of the real hardcores, Gil. So you're always an inspiration to all the rest of us that kind of dabble. I thought I heard Andy, but I then KO4BC MBN came back. I thought maybe that was him. But anyway, we'll pick up Steve first, and then I'll give another call. WDAQCN, go ahead, Steve.
Ethan, Brad, the rest of the group, WDAQCN. Yeah, it's been a heck of a day, I tell you. I just got slammed at work today. Lots of special cases, all kinds of people all of a sudden want to do high-latitude satellite work here, so it's been interesting. Have to pull up my trigonometry here to make sure I can see the spacecraft from some of these crazy locations. But not too much going on radio-wise this week. Been trying to chase that Zimbabwe station and not having much luck with him. He seems to be operating at times of day and on bands that favor Asia and not the east coast of the U.S. So no luck there as yet. But I'll have to go looking around and see if he's still out there. Guess there's a couple more days left in that expedition. That's about it for tonight. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. Turn it back to you in the net. N79EV, WD8QCN.
Q1HTV with a Z22 report.
Okay, go ahead, Rich. N79EV.
He's on 40 meters right now. He just came back to me on 7074, not Fox Sound, just the regular mode. He's just coming back to my call right now. So he's active on 40 meters. Over.
Okay, FT8, obviously. So, yeah, check him out. All right, Andy, were you out there, K1RA at 79DB?
Nope, okay.
Well, all right, I guess we'll call it tonight. Everybody can go chase the DX there on 40 meters. I don't see him yet, but I want to get one cycle decoded. So, don't see him yet. Anyway, all right, everybody, this is N7IVV. This has been the Frontier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. If you have any questions or would like any more information, see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Farahnet and return the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
The Z22 is on 503 hertz, 40 meters, 503
hertz. HTB WD8QCN, I see the clear spot down there, but I'm not hearing him yet. I saw somebody else calling him, though. Keep listening for a bit here, see if he pops up. Thanks for the tip. K1HTV WD8QCN.
Yeah, I worked him, he was a plus 3, he's now down to neg 10. That's with the beam, so that makes a big difference having a high antenna, a gain antenna. He'll pop up again. Hey, hopefully it's not quite sunrise there yet, so I think you got a couple hours to go.
Yes, he just popped up above Meg 24 here. Yeah, I've got him on the vertical. Thanks again.
November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected. Node, KX, 4, O, disconnected.
Please visit www.w4va.org for club-related info.